BBC Radio Berkshire.
This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
19 minutes to 8. BBC Radio Berkshire. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Lots to talk about this morning, as ever, so I hope you're up for it. And I've also asked if you've got a technology question you've just thought of. Fevzi, you wouldn't mind taking it if we get one.
Always a pleasure.
But it's always a pleasure, never a chore. Let's talk first of all about Mark Zuckerberg. Now, earlier this week, I think it was just the end of last week, I saw a story about him. He had a chat session online, and somebody asked him if he really was actually a shape-shifting lizard. And he said, I have to reply with a no on that one.
But then that's exactly what a shape-shifting lizard would do.
Exactly. It was a double bluff. That's what I think. He's in the news as well because apparently there's a photograph of him doing the rounds showing that tape has been used to cover his personal MacBook Pro's webcam and mic. Why would him, of all people, do that?
Yeah, because he knows. He knows what goes on. So this was a publicity photo. So it was a stage photo to celebrate Instagram, which is a Facebook product, reaching 500 million monthly users. 500 million users a month. I mean, that's a huge service. But in the background, you see what one assumes is his MacBook Pro. And you can quite see, I mean, an eagle-eyed Twitter user noticed this. But if you look carefully, you can see quite clearly there's a piece of tape just over the top of the screen where the where the webcam is. And to the side, there's what appears to be another piece of tape, a black strip, over where the microphone is. And the reason for this is because there have been many cases of computers becoming infected by third parties, and by infecting those computers and thereby taking control of them, it's possible to do a number of things. Number one, they can switch on the webcam without your knowledge. So if you're at a laptop or you've just not even at your laptop, it might be, God forbid, it might be in your bedroom or in another room in your home with view of the room. It's possible to switch on a webcam. It's also possible, by the way, in many cases, to switch on the webcam without the tally light coming on. You know, the little light that comes on when a camera is active. But it is possible to switch on the camera, but for the light to remain off and therefore not give you any inkling. Equally, it's possible to activate the microphone on a device. And when I say a device, I don't just mean a laptop. Mm-mm. Or obviously, you know, because smartphones and tablets have got cameras and
well, of course, you know, a lot of smartphones now are using not only Android but Windows 10 is on phones too, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So all of these are things that we need to be aware of. Interestingly, the FBI director James Comey has previously said he also covers his laptop's webcam to prevent hackers spying. There's a digital rights and privacy group called the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF. They're well known for fighting for our rights online and to stop us being snooped on. They actually sell these webcam stickers. And also the Edward Snowden papers, when they were leaked, they showed that the US and the UK spy agencies intercepted webcam images from millions of Yahoo users over a period of 2 or 3 years.
The one person you would expect to have faith in the internet and the way things work, or at least not to betray the fact that has slightly less faith than we thought he had, Mark Zuckerberg should not be demonstrating that, whether he meant to or not.
I think what he's demonstrating is his knowledge of how easy it is to do. By the way, I'm not sure how effective putting a tape over a microphone is. It's certainly a piece of black tape over a webcam, yes. I think you might have to try a bit harder with the microphone.
Well, I could demonstrate it here now, but the boss would not be too pleased, Fevzi. Okay, so that's him. Gadget of the Week, moving along, as they say, is something that musicians are going to love. Now, all musicians these days love to sample. If you buy some of the music magazines, which I do, the music technology recording magazine, sometimes they give away free DVDs with samples, yep. But this is something new.
Yeah, so this is more than sampling. So this is from a French company called Arturia. That's A-R-T-U-R-I. I believe. They specialize in producing software recreations of classic synthesizers. So if you go on eBay these days, it's quite easy to find, you know, some of these big beast classic legendary synths from the 70s and 80s. People, you know, the people like Prince and Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, although Vangelis, Toto, all those sorts of bands were using these big monster synths, and at the time they were hugely expensive, and now because they're classics and rare, and it's harder and harder to find good good working ones, you know, these things still cost an arm and a leg. So what Arturia do is they build in software recreations of them, but they're not samples. Yeah, a sample is good, but it's kind of static, and you can't tweak the knobs on it in the way that you could with a synthesizer, which is really the whole point. These old synths with banks of knobs and dials on it that you could get original sounds out of. A sample is just a recording. So they've got versions. They've got this package. It's called the V Collection, and it's now in version 5. And they've got 17 instruments in one bundle. It's got the Mini Moog recreated on it, which is, for anyone who knows about synths, Moog is, you know, probably the premier name.
Well, the original, I mean, was it Emerson, Lake and Palmer who pioneered that?
Yeah, exactly. Then you've got the Roland Jupiter 8, which I remember as a boy. I remember going as a boy into shops in Denmark Street in London and playing this thing that I could never afford. Again, used by Prince, Duran Duran, Depeche Mode.
Too much information.
Oberheim and all that. Yeah, but still, still when I see one, Oberheim, Sequential Instruments, Prophet 5s, all of those. Now, you can buy a pack of this 17 different instruments. It's not cheap. It's on offer till Thursday for just under 400 euros because it's a French company
at the moment.
It goes up to 500 euros after that, but the other nice thing is you can buy these instruments individually, I think, for just under 90 euros. So you could just buy one if you had a particular Jones for an instrument growing up. You could actually try one of these.
Okay, we've got about 30 to 40 seconds. When I saw you sent me a little note about this, I thought you were referring to my underwear. Bloatware. Talk to me about bloatware.
Okay, and there's another word for bloatware beginning with C-ware that's also the same thing. So one of the problems with Windows PCs when you buy them, you know, is that the manufacturers tend to stuff a load of software on there, which they make money out of putting on there. It's kind of advertising for them, and they all do it. You know, Dell, HP, Toshiba, others, they all put this stuff on there. And it's good for the manufacturer, but it's not good for us because it slows down the machine. It actually makes it less secure. It makes it more vulnerable to being hacked.
It's true. I mean, mine was full of stupid games I didn't want.
Yeah, but all sorts of, you know, beginning with C. I mean, you really shouldn't. They shouldn't be doing this. And in fact, Microsoft, for a while, if you go to Microsoft's own website, you see that it sells laptops and devices from other manufacturers and in what they call Signature Edition. And Signature Edition, and I would recommend that to anyone, Signature Edition in this context means that it doesn't have any of that stuff on it. But most of us don't buy Signature Edition machines, haven't bought them, have stuff with all this. So Microsoft have announced a tool called the Refresh Windows tool. Sadly, only works with Windows 10. But next month, in what they call their anniversary update, because it will be 1 year since Windows 10 was launched, and by the way, the end of the free upgrade period, we're told, as well, to Windows 10, if you're interested in that, it will include in the July Windows 10 anniversary update this Refresh Windows tool, which is...
That'll help you deal with it.
Yeah, basically, you run it and it cleans up your system and takes off all the bloatware.
But only on Windows 10. If people want to get in touch with you, Fevzi, how do they do that?
They can do it via Twitter using @GadgetDetective. You can ask tech questions there or just come and say hello because, you know, frankly, I don't have friends, so it's always nice to hear from people.
You got me, Fevzi.
I know, but, you know, thank you. I'd like one or two more. Or you can go to the website, which is GadgetDetective.com, where there is a free tech advice forum.
Fevzi, thank you for that. Please take care of yourself. Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective. At BBC Radio Berkshire, coming next, Jenny Priestley has entertainment.